Now this is a section from Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 2, it describes how Narada Muni had darshan of Krishna one time. And one purport, Krishna Chakravarti Padhi explains 14 steps to see God. So firstly, these 14 steps, what he explains in one purport is 14 steps to see God. And these steps are explained in first canto chapter 2, verse 16 through 20. So if we look at those verses, these are the famous verses of Bhagavatam that explain basically how one comes from faith to prema, from Shraddha to prema. How he gets Shraddha, faith, and how he becomes fixed in devotion, and how he gets, eventually comes to the platform above, where he's so pure in mind and heart that Krishna is so happy that he reveals himself. So we can read those verses, and then we'll go back, we'll mention. This is verse 16. Verse 16 is like this. Shushu sho shradanasya vasudeva katavruji snyat manhat snyan mahat sevya vipra punya tirta nishevanat. These are very famous verses of the Bhagavatam. The next verse is Srimatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana. The next verse is Nashta Prayesho Bhadreshu. Right? So they're all related. This is almost like the essence of Bhagavatam. So in these first two verses, at least in this verse 16, it explains, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. So some people say, I don't like to read. I have no attraction for reading or studying. And when I read, I fall asleep. And I have no time. And even when I read, I feel so tired. So then this is the key. It's given that you serve Mahat Vasudeva Kataruchi, Mahat Sevaya Vipra. If you render service to the devotees, then you can get it. You can get their mercy, and their mercy will come by within your mind, within your heart, you'll get an attraction to these topics of Krishna Katha. So this is this is called Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti. In Vishwanath, he has 14 steps he explains in his purport to verse 21 in this series. I'm discussing verse 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So we'll just read the whole series of verses, and then we'll go back. So this verse is talking about Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti, developing Sukriti. So these are the steps which lead up to getting initiated and practicing Bhakti Bhajan, getting free from anarthas, becoming steady, and then getting taste, and then attachment, and then bhava, then prema. This is the whole adoshara tata sarasanga bhajan kriya anartha nivritita anishta tata uchi. So this first verse, it talks about serving devotees. So if you serve them, then you get their mercy. The word is there, punya tirta nishevanat. You become cleansed of all misgivings. So in this verse, he uses, this is satam kripa, mahat seva. So this verse describes the mercy of devotees, and you get the mercy of devotees by serving them. And the result of serving them is that you get some faith. You get Shraddha. Shushu sho shraddhanasya. You get faith in the Shastra when you serve the devotees. Now we don't have any much attraction, kataruchi, we don't have taste or attraction. And in order do we have faith. Like your sister was saying, well, how can I believe these Shastras? How can I believe they're perfect? So, if you want to know something beyond your sense perception, then you have to accept authority. How can we believe the scientists? We haven't seen or heard half the things they tell us, but we accept them as authority, so then we read our books and accept and we believe them. So transcendence in God is all beyond our perception. So the realized souls, they've seen God and they've realized, so then they're writing. So we have to accept. to see beyond our vision, we ought to accept those who have seers of the truth. So another principle that works is to actually have service, do service to devotees. Then you get the mercy, and then your faith will develop. So this is Shraddha. Seva. So first you get Sukriti, Bhakti on Mukhi Sukriti. This is a type of piety which turns your face towards God. Turning your face towards God means turning your face towards the Shastra, because God is a Shastra. He's in the Shastra. He's revealed in the Shastra. So you read the Shastra, then you'll get more, you serve the devotees, then you get Punya, and that Punya translates into faith in Shastra, and then you can get some taste when you read it, and you get inspired, and then you start to gain transcendental knowledge. So then the next verse is Shunvatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Yubhadrani Virunoti Saritsatam. Krishna is explaining here that when you actually hear, he says the translation, Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is a Paramatma in everyone's heart, and a benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtuous and properly heard and chanted. So, Ridiyantak Sto Yabhadrani. Ridiyantak Sto. Krishna is standing inside in the heart. And when he sees that someone has faith in the Shastra and he starts to read them with interest and enthusiasm, then he becomes very happy. He increases the taste, increases the attraction, and then he reciprocates with that person because the Shastra is transcendental knowledge. The Shastra is Krishna. And when you hear associate with the Shastra, you're associating directly with Krishna and you become purified. So he's explaining in these two verses, it takes one in his commentary in verse 21, these 14 steps. The first step is Satam Kripa, mercy of devotees. That's in the previous verse. You get their mercy by serving them. The second step is Mahat Seva. And the proof that you got their mercy is that they let you do service. You get to do service. One service is to hear Harikata from them, or to wash their plates, like Narada Muni washed their plates and cleaned up after them during Chaturmasya. So that was their Seva, Mahat Seva. And then the combination of their mercy and their Seva, one gets Shraddha. So first, Satam Kripa, mercy of devotees and service to them, this increases our Sukriti, our Punya. As our Punya increases more and more, then our faith in devotees increases and our faith in God increases. Then the next thing is Guru Parashraya. So first is Shraddha, because Bhakti begins with Shraddha, it says in Nectar Devotion, Do Shraddha Tata Sarasanga. And then Sarasanga. So Sarasanga really means Guru Sangha, because Guru is the ultimate sadhu. Oftentimes it says Sarasanga, Sarva Sastra Hoy, Lavamatra Sarasanga, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Then one gets all perfection by associating with sadhu. That means by Guru. Hearing from Guru, serving Guru, Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, really. Otherwise there's so many sadhus. Because if you just go to some class and hear from some saintly person, then he's a Shiksha Guru. So sadhu really means Guru in this case. So he says his first step is Satam Kripa, second step is Matsevam. That's all Punya, Bhakti Umukhi Sukriti. Then the third step is Shraddha, and that's the beginning of Bhakti. Shraddha is the basis of Bhakti, faith. Faith in Guru, and more importantly, faith in Shastra. Because before Guru comes and Krishna comes, Shastra comes. If we have no faith in Shastra, then we can't go forward to Guru or Krishna. Because going to Guru and Krishna means receiving Shastra from Guru. And when one receives and understands and realizes Shastra, then he realizes Krishna. So it's so important to gain faith in Shastra, Shastriya, Shraddha. So that's the third step, Shraddha. Then the fourth step is Guru Parashraya. Our faith will increase so much that we want to take shelter at the Guru's feet. And then Bhajanesha Spriha, eagerness to worship Krishna. And this is told in this verse, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna. That one starts hearing about Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna, Krishna Kata. He starts hearing it and relishing it, and he starts getting purified. And that's called bhajan, bhajanakriya. That's step number 5. There's 14 steps. And then the sixth step is bhakti. Bhakti means bhajana kriya. This fifth and sixth step, bhajanesha spriya, means eagerness to worship Krishna, and that produces bhakti. And that's all comes under bhajana kriya. Because when bhakti, as we worship Krishna and study and serve Guru and Mahants or great devotees, then Bhakti Devi descends in the heart and develops and grows in the heart, the Bhakti Lata. Then Nashta Parishu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavati Tamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashloke. So this is the seventh step. This is in this verse, three things are told. Bhakti comes, right? And what kind of bhakti? Then also says anartha apagama, disappearance of obstacles. That means anartha nivritti. Then nishta. So this verse, nashta pareshu bhadreshu, which we sing every day before Bhagavatam class, this is saying that by regularly serving Bhagavats, devotees, and by regularly hearing Bhagavatam, that's why it's so important every day to read something of Bhagavatam, just a page or something. And regularly hearing Bhagavatam, then three things happen. One thing is that we develop bhakti, and we get abhadrani, inauspicious things, and the bad qualities in our heart disappear. And we start developing good qualities, saintly qualities, tolerance, peacefulness, purity, sense control, and compassion, and broad-mindedness, and all very good qualities develop. And then, because that's anartha nivritti, because all the obstacles, they go away. Nashta priyeshu abhadreshu. All that is abhadra becomes nashta. Destroyed. And then nishta, naishtiki bhakti. So this verse is telling three steps of Vishnu's 14 steps to seeing God. Someone says, oh, I want to see God. And oftentimes people challenge devotees, I want to see God. Can you show me God? And we say, yes, we can show you God in 14 steps. Are you willing to take 14 steps? You take so many steps to go to the movie theater, and so many steps to go to the liquor shop and the whiskey shop, and so many steps to go to work and go to the beauty parlor and go to the dress shop. But you only have to take 14 steps to see God. Right? Satam Kripa, get the mercy of devotees by serving them. Mahatseva, service to devotees. Shraddha, Guru Parashraya. Bhajan, Bhajaneshu Spriha, eagerness to worship Krishna. Bhakti, devotion comes. Anartha Pagama, disappearance of obstacles, which means sarusanga, means Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, and Anartha Nivritti. And then after Anartha Nivritti, Tata Nishta, steadiness. Now after this, then comes the next verse, which is text 19. Tata Rajastamo Bhava, Kama Loba Dayashchaye, Cheta Itara Navidam, Stitam Sattve Prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's mode of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and becomes completely happy. A living being in his normal constitutional position is fully satisfied in spiritual bliss. That's called the Brahma-Bhuta platform. So here, this is called Ruchi. This isn't called Ruchi. Ruchi is here in this verse 19. And also Asakti. So the eighth step is Nishta, the ninth step is Ruchi, and the tenth step is Asakti, firm attachment. So this comes, it gets free from the lower modes of nature, passion, ignorance. It becomes established in goodness, is very happy. Then verse 20. Evam prasana manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tapta vijnana mukta sangasya jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in a stage of liberation from all material association. Prasana manasa, the mind becomes joyful. very blissful because he knows Bhakta Tattva Vigyan, Mukta Sangasya, and by that he becomes liberated. He knows the scientific knowledge of the Lord, becomes united with the Lord in devotion. And this is called Rati, fondness. Rati means bhav, atra sakti kans bhav. And this verse also describes prema. Because Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan, Mukta Sangasya, no one can get liberated unless they come to the platform of prema. So this is indicated here. This bhakti yoga brings one this realization of the Bhagavat Tattva. Realization of the Bhagavat Tattva, the truth, the spiritual truth of Krishna. Realization means to see the Lord. And to see the Lord means to have, at least for the devotee, because this is bhakti yogataha. It says Bhagavat bhakti yogataha. Yoga means connection. He becomes connected with the Lord. And this is the established platform of love. And then this verse and next verse, it says, Atta Darshanam, then vision, audience. So this is the 12th step. 10th is the Sakti, then Rati, then Prema, then Darshanam, and Harer, Madhuryanubhava, Anubhavas. Different ecstatic symptoms follow the awakening of Stayibhav and Vibhav, called Anubhav, and then Sattvic Bhavs and Vyavachari Bhavs. And they all combine together, produce Bhakti Ras in one of the five Ratis. So this verse is there. Then the next verse is verse 21. This is describing the darshan. This is the progression for anyone. Vidyate ridya grantish chidyante sarvasam samshayaha shiyante chasyakaramani dristva evat manishvare. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruit of action is terminated when one sees the self as master. So therefore, at this level, this verse is telling darshan. One sees the self. It says, Vidyate vidya grantish chidyante sarvasamshaya shyante chasi karma dristva evat manishvare. Dristva means to see. Ishvara, dristva ishvara, he sees the Ishvara. He sees the self as master. It says he sees the self as master. But the self as master means the super self. The super soul, the paramatma, he is the master. And he has atma darshan. He sees himself, the soul, then he sees paramatma. So these are the 14 steps that are described in verses chapter 2, first canto, verse 16 through 21, which describe everything from bhakti unmukhi sukriti, spiritual sukriti, from the starting point of sukriti to the final point of hari darshan. There's 14 points, and they're very nicely described in these verses. Now the practical experience of seeing the Lord, because this is, it's called tattva vichar then lila vichar. So this is the tattva that's explained in chapter 2, that this is how it happens with everybody. Now someone might say, well, is there any proof? Is there any history, any proof of someone that saw the Lord or had this experience? Well, the proof is there in chapter 6, Narada Muni's discussions with Vyasadeva. And Narada Muni is a disciple of Vyasadeva. Narada Muni is the guru of Vyasadeva. And he describes to his guru how he saw God. So certainly guru is very happy. If the disciple sees God, that means it's like graduation. Your bhakti is matured. And it's come to the perfect level where you're actually seeing God. Then it's considered mature. Otherwise it's not. So this is it. This is considered the perfection of devotion. So, Narada Muni is an example of that, and then he describes himself, that sequence. how he saw Krishna. It's very interesting, actually. So these are the verses. This progression, because I was saying, I'm calling this section 14 Steps to Seeing Krishna. This is given by Vishnu Chakravarti in First Canto of Bhagavatam, Chapter 2, Verse 21 in his Tika. Progression ending with direct experience of Lord's sweetness. Because 13, the 13th step was vision, audience. To see the Lord, darshanam, which verse number 20 and 21 explain. Verse 20 explains the sweetness of the Lord. That this is Hari Madhurya Anubhav. When we experience the sweetness of the Lord, then we'll transform our consciousness and we'll experience different ecstatic symptoms in our life. And that's the perfection of devotion. So Narada Muni in chapter 6 of First Kanda Bhagavatam, he's describing after his mother died, he took this as mercy of the Lord, and then he started traveling. And he went through towns and villages and farms, and he traveled everywhere. Nurseries and gardens and all over the place. And then he went through deep forests, and it showed that he was fearless because those forests were full of jackals and dangerous animals. But he was depending on the Lord as a mendicant. So he's seeing God everywhere, and he was fearless. And he became tired, and he took some water. It's very interesting, he sat under a peepal tree, because oftentimes, at least in Braj, they associate peepal trees with Lakshmi Narayan. Mm-hmm. In the old Radhakrishnan temple, they say that peepal tree is Lakshmi Narayan. People worship that tree. Of course, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Brikshoham, says something like Brikshoham people, something like
that.
Yeah, Ashwat. Ashwat Brikshaham. And the Ashwat means people. It's mm-hmm. common language, we say people. Mm-hmm. But it's in the Banyan family. So it's people tree is in the Banyan family, or Ashwat. So Krishna is saying, I am the Ashwat tree. So it makes sense. People say that people tree is Lakshmi Narayan. So, I like that. So this verse is explaining in verse 15, it explains like this. He's explaining what happened. He's sitting under a peepal tree. Tasmin nirmano je ranye peepalau pashta ashrita atman atmanam atmashtam yata shutam achintayam. He's saying, under the shadow of a banyan tree in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the super soul within, using my intelligence as I had learned from liberated souls. So this is what he had learned. He's telling this, he's narrating all this to Vyasadeva, who's his disciple. It's very interesting, because he's narrating to his disciple how he became liberated, or how he had darshan, which indicates that the guru himself was sadhana siddha. Right? Because some gurus are nitya siddha, they come from the spiritual plane, and they're situated as siddhas, you can say, uttamadhikaris or whatever, mahabhagavats, and they come down to the madhyam platform to initiate and train others, teach. And some people, they're like anishtas, and they rise to madhyam, and they also teach. So Narada Muni, he was, at least in this incarnation, he was a son of a Sujani, and he did sadhana, just like we described in the second chapter. He did the same thing. He associated with those devotees, and then he served them for 4 months in the rainy season, right? And he got Sukriti, and they liked him, and he got their mercy. So then they gave him instructions.